Welcome to the New York Public Library. I'm Jean Strauss, the director of the Pullman Center for Scholars and Writers here, and it's a great pleasure to welcome you to A Check Room Romance by Ben Catcher and Mark Mulcahy, which was commissioned by the Pullman Center. Yes, applause. We had the world premiere of this astonishingly brilliant production here two nights ago, and we're delighted to have been able to add this second night. You're really in for a treat. As always, but especially tonight, I want to give special thanks to Betsy Bradley, the Center's Deputy Director and Manager of Public Programs, who has, She has really been the producer of this event. She's the one who came up with the idea of having us commission a work from Ben and Mark, and she's done everything imaginable to bring this program to life. So, special thanks. We have one more event after this in our spring programs. On May 27th, there'll be flyers like this at the exit. Our former fellow of the Pullman Center, Danzy Senna, is talking about her new book, Where Did You Sleep Last Night?, a memoir about growing up in an interracial family with the writer Rebecca Walker. That will be week after next. And if you also, as you leave, if we don't already have your contact information, your email address, so that you can sign, so that you can get electronic notices of our programs, please sign up on a sheet by the door, because we'll be doing a whole lot next fall. I hope we'll be able to do another Catcher Mulcahy sometime soon. And now, the new musical theater piece by the graphic novelist Ben Catcher. He is a former fellow of the Pullman Center, and the composer and singer Mark Mulcahy. Please turn off your cell phones. The program will run 2 hours, and there will be 1 10-minute intermission. Thank you very much.
Among the most sublime of all architectural affairs. The room is small, the ceiling is low, the walls are lined with books and shelves. A stool is always there for when it's slow. A stool is always there for when it's slow. I wait patiently until she returns. The walls are painted a neutral gray so as not to clash with any fabric. A single bulb of 60 watts bathes the room in a melancholy light. The aroma of 100 cold coats, cold wool, cold leather and fur combine into a rare perfume that overwhelms the senses. In this mausoleum-sized chamber, a single living person conducts the coming and going of our coats. The coming and going of our coats. Trusted to her for safekeeping. She holds it limply in her hand, then drapes it on a numbered hanger chosen for a reason that I'll never understand. Oh, 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 oh. I wait patiently, uncovered until she does return with a claim check in her perfumed palm. Number this time is 84. My number this time is 84. We enter these rooms by proxy. Our coat joins the coats of several dozen other simple, trusting souls. And in these rooms, we enjoy a communal mingling of an intimate nature. But our body's not involved, and in that I think the pleasure lies. Oh, our body's not involved, and in that I think the pleasure lies. Oh, the pleasure lies, but our body's not involved, and in that I think the pleasure lies. Oh, the pleasure lies.
What's taking your father so long? What's taking your father so long?
He's over there waiting by the check room door. He's waiting by the check room door. That girl is really slow tonight. That girl's really got to go. That girl's really slow tonight. So slow, so slow, so slow. Longer than most girls, almost half a year. She comes on time and she never complains. But in a restaurant, you see the check room girl.
It's only one ingredient.
Check room girl.
Among many others.
The check room girl.
Like bay leaves or paprika.
The check room girl. The men come here with nothing else to do at night. They like their Caesar salad seasoned with erotic possibilities. And within 4 months, most check room girls meet a man and leave. But this girl in a basilica has been here for 6 months. She employment agency, a company that specializes in supplying women between the ages of 18 and
I can't afford platinum leather pumps. Oh. news. You sneak me plates of meatball curry and anything that doesn't move. My Aunt Sophie is disappointed in me. I know this job isn't leading anywhere. It's not a stepping stone in my career. It's not why I'm here. It's not why I'm here. It's not why I'm here. It's not why I'm here.
This mozzarella samosa is wonderful.
Try this lassi classico.
In the summer after college, I toured the capitals of Europe. A hat and coat in my hand, I lingered in museums and great public buildings just long enough to check and reclaim my belongings. It was a great education.
How was your lasagna, Briani?
Unbelievable.
There's that smell again, the smell of roasted peanuts, the smell of an elephant cage, an elephant cage on a summer's day.
To support, and so I'm out each night doing business. The maitre d's and the managers tolerate my presence. The check room girls all think I'm cute. My business starts when you check your coat. Hour or two, it takes to eat a four-course meal that I can make a good. Ah, the money's real, real good, baby. Lena knows it isn't nice. The kind of criminal behavior, but it's been going on for just as long as any coat check girl can remember. This dirty little sideline brings her earnings up to a living wage. What have you got for me tonight, Lena? Anything rare or out of the ordinary? Silver fox, I'll have it back get an hour and three quarters. To be enveloped in another person's outer garment for a while, they get a thrill out of the physical sensation involved. I charge them $80 for an hour and a half, and that leaves me plenty of time to get the coat back to its rightful owner. They understand the risks involved. It adds to their enjoyment, and they never, ever bicker over price. Exactly what they do is not my affair. I think that most go parading on some busy midtown street, trying to attract the stare of passers-by. The pleasure they feel is real. A coat takes on the aura of its owner. And we put in the smell, the warmth, and the contents of each pocket. How long will this order remain? The rental terms are simple. Keep the garment clean, free of stains, and return it this corner at the appointed time. Return it to this corner at the appointed time. Return it to this corner at the appointed time. Woman to me, I'll have the gulabi glazing, please, and the rosmarin cannoli for me.
Punjab, Thomas, your love was wonderful tonight.
It looks like a boring job to me. Yeah.
But the small talk of male customers visibly repels her. She does her job with diligence, but the small talk of male customers visibly repels her.
Well, how'd you know that that was my lucky number? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Promise me that you won't go. Don't be going through my pockets tonight. Yeah.
Ooh, who have we here, baby? How's the clothing industry doing? Tell me all you know.
Does not depend on smiling. She's got little to say. Her songs are on party shuffle. She turns back to the dimly lit screen of her personal music of them. We take off our coats. We take off our coats unceremoniously. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's every man, woman, and child for themselves from now on. I open the door to our narrow hallway closet. I open the door a dark and hopeless affair, with a carelessly painted over brass doorknob, filled to capacity with outerwear and the family things no one likes to think about. It gives off a stench of galoshes and school bags. Half the time I throw my coat arm to a chair, simply because I can't bear going in there. It sets a desolate tone for all else that might follow. It sets a desolate tone. I sit all day considering the sadness of the fact that a dank and narrow closet greets my wife and child. But in the rosy light of my imagination, I see the closet gone, and in its place a cheerful checkroom stands. A cozy room, a wall lined with friendly hooks and shelves, and a dutiful attendant. The smell of unwrapped cigars and the mingling of 100 garments. A paradise in which to hang your coat.
It's possible, I think it is. Yes, it's possible, I think it is. Yes, a simple renovation, and I could have a check room of my very own. I sit all day long and think about the possibilities of building something better for my family, of building something better. It's possible, I think it is. It's possible, I think it is. It's possible, I think it is, that I could have a check room of my very own. It's possible, I think it is. It's possible, I think it is. Hello, Lena. Hello. Do you have anything for me tonight?
No, nothing. But it's always a pleasure to see you anyway. Maybe tomorrow I'll have something. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow something. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow.
My brother has a friend who practices architecture of the experimental kind, and so he's always looking out for small commissions of the greenest kind. Hello, it's nice to meet you. My name is Marcus Yule. My brother Herschel speaks highly of you.
We went to school together in another time.
I have a little renovation project of the minor kind.
Please have a seat and tell me what you have in mind.
I live on 86th Street with my wife and daughter in a two-bedroom apartment of the pre-war kind. A front door opens on a 15-foot-long foyer. Off that sits a closet and my daughter's bedroom. I'd like to convert her bedroom to another purpose, to a purpose of the highest kind. I'd like to take that bedroom and make it into a check room, a modest check room for 150 coats. I've no idea what's involved in such a radical conversion. That's why I'm here, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, I need advice. Yeah, I need advice.
And if you don't mind my asking, where will your daughter asleep. Once this conversion is completed,
we plan to buy a convertible sofa of the highest quality. She understands and has agreed to sacrifice for the benefit of her family. She's still a child, but quite mature for her age. She's in her first year of junior high school.
And who will staff your check room 4 or 5 days a week? And can you afford to pay a full-time coach at girl? If you don't mind, how many people will be visiting each day? Enough to justify such a major renovation.
We have guests over now and then, but it's not for them. With a check room I'd look forward to coming home each night.
We all have ideals and dreams of an architectural nature. The limitations of dwelling space are painful. I don't deny you the pleasure of such speculation, but in this case, I think you're going much too far.
And so you refuse to help me with this. And so you refuse to help me with this minor renovation.
I've heard it all before, it's a big mistake. A confusion of public and private spaces. A coat check room does not belong in a residential apartment. The co-op board will stop you. Your daughter needs her privacy. It's an architectural folly of the most foolish kind. I beg you to forget this plan and go on with your life. It's something that you really do not need. It's something that you really do not need. Give my regards to Herschel and thanks for stopping. Follow me in this direction, Lena. It concerns your case directly. Excuse the slow elevator. We're going to the top of the Sherfoot Tower. There's a roof deck on the 48th floor that's open until midnight. It's fitted out with coin-operated binoculars and a snack bar. Can I get something for you?
No, thank you. It's so beautiful and clear tonight.
vantage point high above the city, you can witness a natural phenomenon, rarely noticed in the street. Welcome, my dear, to the observatory of the human limb. Let me put a dime in and tell me what you see.
I see a woman staggering down the street.
There's a slight imperfection built into the mechanism of the human walk.
The carriage is completely lopsided.
It's more or less noticeable in each pedestrian, but always there as a universal given.
She's floundering wildly, her shoes are off her heels.
Only from this vantage point, through the lens of a binocular, is this awesome sight clearly visible.
Now here comes a fellow loaded down with shopping bags.
The so-called normal gait can only be produced on the stage by a highly trained dancer. No such thing exists in nature. There's no such thing in nature.
He's lurching across the street. It's a veritable dance of death.
All of us are more or less crippled for life and just able to get by. Let me give you another dime.
Dr. Hurdle, why are you showing me these things? Dr. Hurdle,
why are you showing me these things?
Dr.
Someone catches someone's eye, and introduction is made. Then we get a call to say they need a few days off. We lose a customer and a worker in one swift blow. They're ashamed for some reason to dine here as a couple. I don't know why it works that way. Instead of thanks, they stay away. Instead of thanks, they stay away. Instead of thanks, they stay away.
Lena's still with us. It's going on a year. Our business rests on infatuation. Lena's still with us. It's going on a year. Our business rests on infatuation. Lena's still with us. It's going on here. Our business rests on infatuation.
Online I found 100 private contractors for hire. Companies who do the job with no ethical qualms, no reservations.
Kaskoulian Brothers,
residential renovation specialists.
Your dreams is sheetrock and aluminum studs.
Where'd you find our name? In the yellow pages. Who needs an architect? You know what you want. We'll make a little drawing. You give the okay. A down payment of $1,000 will do. My men will be there on Tuesday. It'll take a day or two. The estimate is accurate. Give or take another $1,000 or $2,000. It depends on how fancy the hooks and fixtures are. It depends on how fancy the hooks and fixtures are. It depends on how fancy the hooks and fixtures are. Restaurants on a single block,
just to see the kind of coats available to me. The Vesperian bar and grill is popular among the aging hypocrites and swingers. To May's Seafood Aquarium, a family place for dining on a dreary Sunday night. Little Bell's rotisserie mill is good, but not what it once was. Vestermeyer's Ovarian Steakhouse, Sir Papotato's Garden of Goodwill. A dozen restaurants in a single block. I have to see what they have for me. I have to see what they have for me.
Thank you. happen every night. These things happen every night. These things happen every night. These things happen every night.
For a walk around the block, I never know who'll be draped upon my shoulders. It's a surprise to me.
I
I pick and choose my friends quite carefully. Try to avoid bad feelings and disease.
Now I'm out looking for a certain kind of outerwear, the kind that sits on the back of a Brazilian millionaire. Yeah, yeah. For a jacket that's been stretched out of shape by a 20-year-old movie actress from Tel Aviv.
And when I wrap myself in such a coat, my heart skips a beat.
I don't care if the coat belongs to a male or a female. It's the smell of tobacco and cologne that titillates my spinal cord.
It's the texture of a fur or a woolen ape that stimulates my genitourinary situation.
I like to see myself reflecting in a big shop window, and the fact that it's somewhat illegal drives me to an orgiastic frenzy.
When I wrap myself in such a coat, my heart skips a beat. When I wrap myself in such a coat, my heart skips a beat.
And that thought makes me shiver, and would you too? A symphonic movie actress, a Brazilian millionaire, I possess them for an hour. I recirculate the very air they breathe, the very air they breathe from the coat. Oh, the person from
waste the feeling anyone can wear any coat for an evening.
Oh, I could be under a doctor's supervision or on psychotropic drugs, but anyone can see I'm a paraphilic playboy. That's the life.
I've had enough of human lovers, now I want something real, a material object that won't talk back to me.
I choose a coat, I pay a fee, I sometimes wet my pants, but it's a normal variation of human sexuality.
And when I wrap myself in such a coat, my heart skips a beat. And when I wrap myself in such a coat, my heart skips a beat. Dark and tasteful, they're expecting you. a.m. tomorrow.
Lena just called to say she's leaving us. Business is picking up at last. I know the guy involved, his name is Marcus Newell. She's asked to have her last paycheck sent directly to his home. He ain't here at least twice a month. Oh, it is a wife and daughter, but these things happen. What are you gonna do? Business is picking up, love is in the air. Business is picking up, love is in the air. Business is picking up, love is in the air. Hello, Milton. It's Sadie from the Battleport on 96th Street. We need a check room girl for tomorrow. We need a check room girl for tomorrow.
Oh, that's rather short notice. Someone walk out on you. What's your preference, blonde or brunette? Our agency fee is a month's salary. Our agency fee is a month's salary.
Every few months, there's a new attendant at each check room. The turnover's high, our friendships only go so far. It's a business relationship, but I wonder, is it possible that by placing a woman in a certain architectural setting, she might seem more appealing to me? Good evening, where's Lena? Good evening, yeah. Where's Lena? Lena's no longer in our employ. She met a man who made her an offer she couldn't refuse. If you need her new address, I got it. For $20, you can have it too. For $20, you can have it.
Favorite song. dance version of Mark Mulcahy's DuPont recorder. Well, it's a comfortable stool. The song lasts 23 minutes. Dr. Hurdle would approve. I'll try not to tap my feet. I'll try not to tap my feet. Listening can't hurt my arches.
Who can that be?
I'm not expecting anyone. There's that smell again. The smell of roasted peanuts. The smell of an elephant cage. Elephant cage on a summer's day.
A good evening. I'm Cecil Duran. I'm strictly here on business. I rent out coats to folks who enjoy wearing other people's clothing. It's perfectly honest and sanitary. I can assure you, this business goes on in every check room in town. The rental fee is split equally with the attendant and thus augments a salary.
Should we call the cops? This business sounds revolting.
Is that how it works? Is that how you're able to live? As long as it's a mom expecting adults, it doesn't bother me. If that's how it's done in the check room business, we'll look the other way. Hello, Lena.
Hello.
Do you have anything for me tonight? Come on. Nothing, but it's always a pleasure to see you anyway. It's always a pleasure to see you
necessity. And over several months, a steel bar will impress itself upon the spine. A young girl's back is tender and impressionable. The damage that results is irreversible. I know sofa beds. better than most people.
The posture isn't great to begin with.
Yeah, I know, so for bed. When things are slow, well, she can listen to music. Cause nobody's bothering
nobody,
I know. When things are slow, and she can listen to music. Cause nobody's bothering her.
Like an easy job.
Nobody's bothering her. Nobody's bothering her. Nobody's bothering her.
It looks to me
nobody,
like an easy job.
Just like everyone I know, I have a habit to support.
Salted
peanuts. The salt, it makes me thirsty, and the beer, it makes me wet. And so I'm always opening a can. It's perfectly legal and it's easy to obtain for $2.25 a can. But this habit keeps me busy all my waking hours. My hands are always occupied, my tongue is always dry. It's hard to hold a job or get an education when you're on a two-day shadow. Salted peanuts, I don't want them roasting in the shell. I hate peanut butter. Take away the shell, take away the peel. Roast them with oil and lots of salt. My life is thrown away each and every day. I'm going through a dozen cans of salted peanuts. A dozen cans of salted peanuts. Take away the shell, take away the peel. Roast them up with oil and lots of salt.
One last thing to eat. There he goes.
Oh, it's Angelina's father. I'd never noticed that he had a limp before. A gait so lopsided, he's lurching down the hall. When I spend the night away from home, I miss my parents and the sounds they make at night. Yes, when I spend the night away from home, I miss my parents and... Yes, when I spend the night away from home, miss my parents.
Oh, little Myrna's sleeping out tonight. Oh, little Myrna's sleeping out tonight. Good night.
Feet quite like that. in the Western industrialized world. No, she's only 24, and I'm a middle-aged private practitioner. How long can these purported weekly treatments be continued? It's been almost a year and still the only thing. It's been almost a year and still the only thing we. It's almost a year and still the only thing we have in common is her insurance company questioning me. It's the only thing we really have in common. It's the only thing that we. It's the only thing that we really have in common. Sorry to say that we have to leave early. Our babysitter's sending Shiva out in Brooklyn tonight. Her car service is due at 10:30. Of course, I understand. If you let me have your claim checks, I'll retrieve your coat. Lena, may I bother you for the coats of my brother and his wife? They have to leave early tonight.
Have they finished dinner already? Have they had dessert? It's not even 10 o'clock. It's not even 10 o'clock.
Is there a problem? Is something wrong? Simply claiming their coats number 133 and number 134.
The man's coat is here, the woman's is not. It won't be available for 20 minutes or so.
It's that fellow Cecil Durand. You're renting it out. Is that what you did?
His wife
would be disgusted by the very idea of some stranger playing with a garment, of some stranger playing with a garment wherever it is. I must be treated once. I'll be back as soon as I can. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Oh,
can see him, but let's give it a try.
Gunshot wounds in the foot at the podiatric clinic. That's just an old, worn-out expression. Looks like an impromptu funeral procession. Might as well be for me. So full length albino mink, but the collar's all frayed. This is not my coat.
Mike is Marcus, can you hear me?
Mike is Marcus, can you hear me?
This
Mike is Marcus, can you hear me?
Once with a knife for its belt,
and once again
with a bullet for no good reason. I doubt that we can say
Marcus, can you hear me?
Try.
Dr. Hernard knows what to do in this case.
On behalf of the state of New York, I declare this man deceased.
I hear someone limping in the hall. Who can it be?
Here's the coat, as promised, just a few minutes late. I had to stop at the 24-hour dry cleaners. There were stains on the lining and I could not return it. Stains on the lining and I could not return it that way.
That's my coat, you can see the difference. Here's my claim, check number 134.
My condolences to all. I'll telephone tomorrow, but for now we must be going.
My condolences to all. I warned you, but now we have to be a going. Yeah, yeah.
Industrial mass production, there are plenty
my late husband. I'm sorry, Lena, but we can't afford a full-time check room attendant on a nurse's salary.
Come with me. There are other check rooms in this town. An experienced attendant is not easily found.
The newborn employment agency has always been of great help to me. I know there are many other check rooms in this town. Museums and concert halls and a host of upscale restaurants.
Come with me, Lena dear. There are other check rooms in this town.
Many other check rooms in this town. Love.